Well, it is a privilege to be here, and I say that with many loaded meanings to that. It was a very confusing set of 2 days, to say the least, between work and travel and such to be here. So that in itself is a victory to be here with you. But more importantly, that we have a convention here again, I think is truly a welcome privilege that I don't know that I have enough gratitude in my heart to express. This is my home convention for many years. And so this hall and the fellowship in this hall brings a lot of meaning to me, and I'm sure to many who were part of the Fresno class that sees Sister Judy here, and especially for those who came to conventions here many, many years ago. So it is a distinct privilege to have to be the one to welcome you to this convention. Indeed, it's a welcome discourse. We have to have a title. The title would be to sing a song, to sing a new song, is what it sounds like. It's because it's a new convention. And so it has the tone and the cadence of a new song, and hopefully one that is sustained over time. We will trust that your trips were all pleasant to come to get to this place. It's indeed a scenic area to be at. The idea of a West Coast convention had been talked about over the last few years. Seeing that we had lost a number of conventions on this side of the country over time. When I first came to the United States many years ago, there were a lot of conventions up and down the West Coast, and you had enough within every single month to last you a year. And it was satisfying, and you were really well blessed by the opportunity for fellowship. And over time, as classes dwindled and the capacities were diminished and people moved, we noticed that conventions were slowly abated and were done away with. But we're still here and we still want to fellowship. And so the idea of this convention was one that was really welcoming. I used to remember the Palo Alto Convention that used to be in January. I remember the Fresno Convention. And of course, you all remember the Asilomar Convention. These were all opportunities for fellowship to learn and to grow together. Now, we continue to have a need to fellowship to the extent that we're still on this side of the veil. And that is the essence of conventions, is to bring us out of our various classes. We all have, probably everybody, if I asked you what's the best class on the planet, you'd probably say your class is the best class on the planet. And so it's understandable that you enjoy your fellowship within your class, and you would rather not have any other fellowship if that was all you had was within your class. But we also know that it's good once in a while to step out and see where the rest of our fellowship is across the world, and what they might be studying that's different, that could enrich our studies and our walk. And so the essence then of conventions, I think, is heightened as a result of that. And so it's to that end that a group of brethren decided to put together this convention with the help of many, I should say. And it's a tremendous privilege that this day indeed has come. We appreciate the many prayers that led us here. We appreciate all the efforts, and we pray that this convention edifies all of you, and indeed that it does bring glory to our Heavenly Father's name. As you will notice, the program is really a mix. It's not a typical convention with a lot of discourses, and I think it's the sign of the times, maybe, or it's just the necessity of our need today is to also have a lot of studies, because it's more intimate. It's what we're used to. This is one of the reasons we enjoy our fellowship in our various classes. And so the convention is really set up to not only have the discourses, but also to have studies where every member of the congregation then is allowed to, or at least is ready to participate.